is that mindset for you, knowing you always have to do that, but now it's really on?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I've been through this before, you know, many times through here in the last 5 years. It's one of those things, you just get your mind right to play. And if the guy who's starting comes back, then that's the way it is. I guess I don't put a lot of thought into the process of it, just something you do.
Even more of a burden, though, knowing that, you know, the O-line has a lot of other changes, and basically you're the quarterback of the O-line and making those decisions, and you're basically the guy now.
Yeah, I don't know if you call it a burden. I mean, I wouldn't still be here if I didn't want to play. You know, I think I'm doing the team a disservice if I'm in the room and don't want to play on the field. So, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm excited about the opportunity. And if it comes that way, we'll be good to go.
I know you and Sully are friends, too. What have you learned most from him, watching what he has done in the past?
I think just Sully's knowledge of the game, you know, the big picture, which is great if a center can have that, and what he can give to the other guys on the field. You know, last year playing guard next to him, it's nice to play next to a center like that. They can see the big picture.
I know when Favre was here and even Teddy, they said sometimes they'll have something in their mind, but if Sully said, we're going to change it, they're like, okay, we'll go with that. Usually like the smartest guy in the room. They always look to you guys to be the smartest guy on the O-line.
Yeah, you know, the center and the quarterback work together to get things right. And, you know, Sully obviously has an edge with that, with his knowledge of the game, something I've been trying to learn from since I've been here.
Looking forward to, obviously, San Francisco getting kicking off Monday night, late thing, finally make them real.
Yeah, it's fun to get going. You know, training camp, you know, seems to drag on at this point, and it'll be nice to get the season kicked off and get going.
What has this training camp been like for you this year? You got a lot of reps over the last few weeks, and you're pretty comfortable here now.
Yeah, I mean, it's training camp. It's a time to, as an O-line, to gel together. I think we've been able to do that well. It's been good. It's just time to get the season going.
Yeah, you talk about gelling together. An offensive line is kind of a separate team almost. You're a team amongst the team. What does that mean? How do you go about that? How do you become one?
Well, you know, you got five guys on the field. You all got to function as one group. You know, you got to work in the backups as we've seen throughout this preseason. And just get that whole room all working together, thinking the same. It's just a process.
How about you and Teddy? What's that chemistry like?
Yeah, and that's something, you know, the center quarterback just working together, the trust in each other. And, you know, that's another thing that just time.
Joe, it's more than just trust. It's also communication seems to be the number one thing. How has it been this past week with all the changes, the communication, the things gelling that way?
You know, it's been good. I mean, that's why we put in the practice time that we do, just so that communication is there. And, you know, feel good about it.